Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Since you've been gone, I feel my life slipping away.
Little 38 special bringing us back 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much. Being part of my day. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Please check it out when you get a chance. You can watch, you can read, you can listen, you can ask questions, you can subscribe to my newsletter. We'll send you that every Sunday afternoon by email. Get you ready for the week ahead. Take the poll question. We have a new poll question up every week. And then video. We'll be putting a new video up today, so check that out. Wayne Allen Root is our guest. He's a 2008 Libertarian vice presidential nominee, the author of The Conscience of a Libertarian. You're starting to get the picture. He is a libertarian. Wayne, thanks again for hanging out with us. I know your book's still available wherever books are sold. You got a website to tell us about, too, don't you?
Yes, it is root4america.com, and the important thing about that is not just looking up my book or my background, but all of my commentaries are there. And I don't know if you've noticed, but I've been with you for, what, about 2 years now we've been
about
talking
four,
on the air?
About almost 4 years, yeah.
4 years, all right. Well, just in the last 2 years, my commentaries have become pretty darn popular all over the conservative internet, and so I write for all the biggest conservative sites now, and you can find all of my commentaries, whether they're for Fox News or Town Hall or Newsmax or The Blaze or Personal Liberty. They're all back at rootforamerica.com, and I've got some very strong opinions, as you might know. So
yep.
rootforamerica.com, and I'm the guy who's been attacking Obama perhaps as hard as anyone in America, as the guy who is destroying business for 4 years now, and what I said certainly has come true. What did you think
about his comment on Friday that the private sector is doing fine? Did you take that as something that he just rolled off that he wishes he hadn't said, or did, in other words, it was a mistake that he said it, or do you think that's how he really feels?
Oh no, he just doesn't know. I mean, he is so clueless, and it's a combination of being clueless and believing what you say, because I believe this has all been a purposeful attack on the private sector. He believes in his heart all of business is government. And so the only way to save jobs is to save government jobs. He believes that. He doesn't care or know about anything happening in the private sector. Folks, I have to say,
Wayne's a fire breather. There's no question. I mean, he's got an agenda, and he's a political opponent of President Obama's, and was in the last election. So you can take that, you know, as it is. But I have to say that if you look at what President Obama has done, some of the decisions he's made, some of the things he has said, you're really not wrong, Wayne. In turn, as a small business owner out on Main Street, the things that he says, the things that he's done, the things he's devoted to, seem to be anti-business
and damaging everyday business, and I think it's been a concerted effort from day one. From his upbringing, he learned that, you know, it's all about the government, it's all about what the government could do for you, it's all about the government saving you, it's all about the public sector, and he really believes that if you hire government employees, you're saving the economy. And you know what I believe, Jim, is that every government employee, even the good ones, there are lots of good government employees, heroes, policemen, firemen, teachers, but you can't hire them for the sake of hiring them if you don't need them. If you need 800 firemen, you don't hire 6,000
right,
so that you've got more jobs, because it costs money every time you hire a government employee. It costs you and me, the taxpayer, money to pay for a policeman, a fireman, a teacher, a secretary, a janitor that works
right
for government. But it doesn't cost government anything or taxpayers anything to hire you and me in the private sector. Our salaries and the money we make doesn't bother taxpayers.
Right.
We pay the bills.
Right, which is the difference between bailing out corporations and the private equity buying corporations, and the private equity industry, which came up in the last 30 days, as you know, Wayne. And one of the things I talked about in the previous part of the hour is, and folks, back to what I said a minute ago about some of the rhetoric that's coming out, some of the things that is being said. In the last 30 days, the notion of making a profit as a primary founding principle of a company and jobs being secondary has been proposed by surrogates and by basically President Obama. And Wayne, when I heard that, I said, wait a minute. All 26 million small business owners in America were founded with the what I call the nuclear notion of making a profit. Jobs are secondary. In capitalism, profit is first. Jobs are secondary. They're a byproduct of capitalism. What do you think?
You know, I just think that you are a very bright and a very nice man, and your audience is nice. Americans are nice. And when you said Wayne's like a fire breather, you know, but Wayne sounds like he's actually right. It sounds like it took you a long time to come to my conclusion and give up the benefit of the doubt about Obama, that he's out to actually destroy us. And the reason I'm a fire breather is because I went to college with Barack Obama at Columbia University. I graduated on the same day. We were in the same class. We were pre-law together. We were political science majors. And everyone I knew at Columbia, everyone, Jim, said they were a communist, a Marxist, or a socialist. They weren't shy about it. They weren't afraid about talking about it.
Yeah.
They wanted to implode the system. They hated.
How did you wind up there? Were you like that in those days?
No, I was a big conservative. No, my dad was the founder, I mean, not the only one, but one of the founders of the New York State Conservative Party. So I grew up from the age of three on, and I'm not exaggerating,
right.
From the age of three, I was handing out literature for Barry Goldwater. So I was a true blue conservative.
How did you slip through the cracks over there? If you were, you were the only one.
No,
maybe.
Listen, I'm very good at making friends. I make friends with everyone, whether they're right, left, center. I can hate your politics, but I don't hate you. So you know, I was friends with all these people who hated capitalism, and I tried to argue with them all day long, but it never worked. You can't change someone; they are what they are, and they all hated the power structure.
Hold on to that thought. When we come back. We're going to talk some more with our good friend Wayne Allyn Root, the author of The Conscience of a Libertarian. Stay with us. We'll be right back. It's 10 till.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.